let me make this link. As we understand, healthy economies are underpinned by energy, access to affordable, reliable energy. It turns out healthy environments are underpinned by healthy economies. Let me say that again. It takes a strong economy to invest in the environment. The 60 countries I visited, without exception, the worst environments are where it's poor. They simply can't afford to clean it up. They have different challenges. The best air in the world is where it's rich. We have regulatory constructs, and we clean up the local air emissions. And so a healthy economy is needed. And if you remove energy dramatically from that economic growth and prosperity, you will harm the environment. And that's the link that we have to make, A, B, C, energy, economy, environment. And if you remove the economy part, go energy, environment, it doesn't work. You see that all over the planet. So we do it by lifting the world up and creating the kinds of wealth, not necessarily that we have. Ours is, like you said, we're very fortunate. Most of the world is not. But we need to create opportunities and wealth across the world that allow the world to invest in and clean up all of our environment. And that's what I'm passionate about, is that energy, economic, environmental convergence. I call it the radical middle because it's radically lonely sometimes. It seems like there's plenty of extremes.
Uh-huh.
You get in that middle, and that's where the data are, and you have to compromise, and you're not always right. And that's where the action is. That's where these things will be solved, is bringing that together. And it's daunting sometimes to be in there, but it's pretty fun. I encourage it.
I understand that it sounds like coal is really at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to environmental friendliness, from what they say. And we don't live in coal country, but I do feel for those that do. It seems like that they're just on the way out, whether they like it or not. Does this balance between environmental friendliness and personal responsibility, doing what's right by the environment, and our obvious energy needs and desires and future, does it have a place for coal and crude oil? Or is that like trying to save your old video store where you go down and rent the videos? It just, that's not happening anymore, because that's like so like yesterday, as the kids would say.
No, coal has a place in the world, and we are decreasing it in the U.S. and Europe, but we built on it. Let's be clear on that. We built our economies on coal, as did the U.K. and Germany, and as is China and most of Asia. They are building on coal today. About a new power plant every week being built in Asia. So the chairman of China, Chairman Xi, knows this is a stated policy. They will continue to build on coal. In India, Modi has said similar things. So those two countries alone represent one-third of the world's population. One out of every three people live in only two countries, and they're building on coal. So globally, coal is a player. Now, we do need to clean it up. When you burn coal, there's sulfur and nitrogen and particulates and mercury and carbon dioxide. So most of those things, again, the wealthy world scrubs out in our coal plants, but not the CO2. That is a greenhouse gas. So there's something called carbon capture and storage, technologically doable. My team at UT has studied this for 20 years, still expensive, but getting better. And a lot of companies and countries are pushing into this now, along with some other things, to look at scaling up, continuing to scale up coal and oil for transportation, mostly oil, while also lowering the environmental impacts. It costs money, so it makes it a bit more expensive, and you got to compete that.